My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Alice Coltrane. Alice Coltrane, born in Detroit, grew up as Alice McLeod. She found her way to New York and, in the 60s, connected with John Coltrane. Alice Coltrane was an accomplished pianist and organist, joining the Coltrane group, replacing McCoy Tyner as the pianist of the group in January 1966, and really interesting in jazz, a harpist as well. As she pursued her own visions of jazz, as she was inspired by John Coltrane, her husband, as she was inspired by Pharoah Sanders and many others in the late 60s, she crafted what became known as meditational jazz or spiritual jazz.
Oh, love is God's life breath within us.
What does it mean to be inspired or to be changed by music? Jay Trachtenberg tells the story of people like the Grateful Dead being inspired by Alice Coltrane and translating the work that she has done and the work that was done in the 60s to their own signature sound in their own music making. Where do we locate our humanity? Where do we locate our mortality? In listening to the music of Alice Coltrane, she gives us a grammar of humanity. She gives us a sense of what is possible beyond what we think needs to happen, beyond what the advertisers or the news agencies or even our spiritual religious leaders tell us, as we're conditioned to accept and die. Alice Coltrane can revivify us, can awaken us again to the core senses of who we are, the core senses of the vitality that lives eternally within our soul. We can allow ourselves to find ourselves within great uncertainty and bring our best selves, bring our most spiritual, naked, and vulnerable selves fully present to a situation, to not survive, rather to thrive, to heal, and to be a blessed human in all of our foibles, alive in each moment. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well and have courage.